Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Am I going in the audience now?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. That's
God, that beer must be strong.
I didn't have a chance to really look through your cards, so it's going to be random. Random. But I heard you 55 years saying yes, ma'am. Was that right?
Yes.
You almost said yes, ma'am, to me, didn't you?
Yeah. It was close.
Is that the secret, then, to getting to 55 years with someone?
You betcha.
Yeah.
1 year, it would help.
What have you been saying all these 55 years?
Tell him what to do.
You do? Does he respond, or does he pretend he can't hear you?
Occasionally he responds.
Yes. Are you comfortable with that?
Yes, dear.
It works out, though, apparently.
Works beautifully, yeah. Yeah, but it takes a long time to train.
Really? How many of those 55 years were in training?
Oh, at least 54.
He's come around the past year.
He works at it now. Yeah.
And what things do you make him do?
Well, we work together, so it's really difficult. You know, I have to watch him all the time.
What do you work at?
We own a trophy company.
A trophy company? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tell him what to do with the trophies?
No,
I'll tell you what you can do with your trophy.
No, I would never dare to do that. No, okay. No, we compliment each other very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, you tell him what inscriptions to put on there or something?
No, I just kind of laugh at him all day long.
Oh. Where is your trophy company? What's it called?
What's it called? Yeah. Total Awards and Promotions.
Total Awards, right here. I've never gotten one. I've never gotten one, so it's not really total, is it?
Oh, I've got some I'll bring you.
I want it to be, you know, legit, though.
Well, I have an Oscar. You want one?
No, I don't think I deserve it yet.
Okay, it's better than the Emmy. I thought about giving you an Emmy, but...
No, Oscar, maybe a lifetime Oscar for watching all those damn movies. It's taken a lifetime.
Achievement Award.
And your name is?
Dave Gray.
Dave Gray and...
Donna Gray.
And Donna Gray. The Grays, ladies and gentlemen. If you need an Oscar, an Emmy, People's Choice, have you got a People's Choice?
Sure.
Anything you want.
See, that I wouldn't mind having a People's Choice, and I'm never going to get one legitimately. Because I'm not the type to people's choice.
Where do you want us to send it?
I don't know. Send it to someone who deserves it, I suppose. I don't know. Who always wins those People's Choice Awards? Justin Bieber. Huh? No, he's not retired. Nice to meet you. I have been married Michael Feldman. This is like a letter. I never had one. I've been married 16 years now. For the most of those, my husband has always wanted to see your show. Can you tell Ruben, my husband, where is the happy couple? Oh, they're in back there, okay. Happy anniversary. You finally made it? Thanks. Or any shout out to Ruben Morales of Valparaiso, Indiana. Ruben Morales, ladies and gentlemen, Valparaiso. 16 years, holy cow. That puts 55 in the dust, I think. Oh, this is a late-breaking card here. Happy 60th birthday for a longtime friend, Rich Bogalski. Oh, that's Rich right here. How about that? He's right in the room. Okay. I got to do the shout-out thing, and I'll get back to you, Rich. Hang on to those 60 years there for a second. Okay. We're doing good here so far, aren't we? Can you feel it in the audience? It's building. It's going to be a crescendo before we know it. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So, 16 years?
Yep, we just had 16 years a few weeks ago.
How'd that go? What did he do for you?
It took me to the casino.
What a nice thought, that one. But did he give you the money?
We were eight than anything. he gave me some money to play a little bit. I'd never been to a casino before.
Oh, really? Did he give you four quarters to play the machines, or what?
It was a dollar.
Holy cow! I'm beginning to see the problem here. You had $1 to play the casino. Why be on a dollar? Did you win anything?
I did, but I put it right back in.
Oh, yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Dollar, $100, $1,000, same thing. Goes right back in.
True, it did.
That's why we have casinos. Otherwise, we wouldn't have casinos. Which casino was it?
Blue Chip Casino, Michigan City, Indiana.
Place to go?
I guess so.
Did you have a good time? Did you play the...
Well, I don't gamble, so we just wanted to go check it out.
So you don't gamble, so you thought you'd go to a casino. Now, you should call me before you do any planning at all.
First time, just to see it.
What, was Wayne Newton playing there or anything?
No, it was actually because the restaurant gets a lot of raves, and everybody talks about it back where we live, and I wanted to go to the restaurant, so he took me. Yeah.
And was it worth it? Was it good?
Oh, yes. It was definitely worth it.
Yeah. And so what'd you get, for example?
Prime rib. Steak. I mean, they shrimp. Everything. Yeah.
All that and a dollar to spend as you please on the casino floor.
Well, he also gave you some Pandora stuff, so it worked out.
Pandora is a bracelet company.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds. Well, let's give him something more, though, shall we?
Sure.
They need a little something.
A little pick-me-up?
Yeah.
Well, there are wines from the award-winning Wollersheim Winery.
Do you drink wine?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's do that then.
They don't gamble. I don't know if they drink.
Okay.
It's hard to say.
Well, we can send them home with Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé, both from
Wollersheim.
Yeah, cheers.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And what about for our trophy people? 55 years, doesn't that deserve something?
Well, there's actually something that might be perfect. It's a book. It's called Finding Your Perfect Soulmate or Business Partner, in this case, both. Learn more about yourself and others through the science of numbers.
Yeah, give them a bottle of wine.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming as well. Does Bigfoot really exist? Okay, I don't. Can't really answer that one. Anyone a Bigfoot fan here? Huh? Yeti? Is there a Yeti in the house? Okay. A Yenta? Is there a Yenta in the house? How do you find love when you work 12-hour days, 2 weeks at a time? How do you find love when you work 12-hour days, 2 weeks at a time? This is unsigned. How can I help you if you're not going to sign your cards? Are you a nurse then?
No, I'm referring to my son.
Oh. Is he a nurse then?
Laments that he doesn't have time.
Well, all right. I got to hear the lament. He's lamenting, apparently.
I have this great book for him called Finding Your Perfect Soulmate.
Where is he yet? Where are they? Huh? Oh, there. Okay, right there. Can I get you to stand up there? Is this the son we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't look too happy about this. We're going to tread gingerly on this whole thing, but were you actually lamenting?
No, I'm having a good time.
Where do you get this lamenting from?
Well, because he complains that he probably won't be able to provide us with grandchildren in time.
I'm going to just leave the role right now. Wish you the best in everything, because I don't really want to get into the details on that. But congratulations. You're going to...
Thank you.
What do you do?
January 28th.
Wow. You got down to the day? What time of day, do you know?
We were hoping you could tell us.
Yeah.
Not that good. I didn't know we were pregnant until it happened. Long after, actually, to tell you the truth, because I wasn't informed. My wife is very funny about what she tells me and what she doesn't. Our marriage has been on a need-to-know basis, and I don't need to know. But congratulations, and okay. And you are?
Stephanie Stegeman.
Stephanie. Alex.
And Alex. Also Stegeman?
Also Stegeman.
Stegeman, okay. The Stegemans. We can't give them wine, though.
No, we can't.
All right, come back on the 29th. We'll give you wine. That's how are we doing here time-wise?
You have plenty of time.
Oh, I do. Yeah. You think so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure. How many people think the Washington Redskins are from Washington State? Nobody thinks that. Why would they? Michelle Australia. Is that your name?
It's me.
Are you Michelle Australia?
Australia.
Oh, you're from Australia.
Well,
that's not, actually your surname is not.
Surname is Bentley.
Okay, can I just stand up, Michelle, Australia? I'm sorry, Bentley.
Bentley, yes, Michelle Bentley.
And are you from all of Australia or just a part of it?
Just a little part, right out in the middle of New South Wales.
In New South Wales?
Yes, the town's called Ardlethan. It has 400 people when everybody's home. On football Saturday, the population's probably half that.
Really?
Yes, they all leave and go to another town.
They do. And are you a football fan yourself?
No, I'm not. I enjoy the peace and quiet when they all leave.
Have you thought of relocating then from maybe
no.
Sydney or someplace, or Melbourne.
I was born and raised in Sydney, yeah. And it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there anymore. No.
Well, how'd you end up in New South Wales, Erin?
I married a farmer.
You did?
Yes, it's a farm area. It's okay. A bit like Kansas, you know, wheat, sheep.
Did you know you'd have to live on the farm once you married a farmer?
Yes, I did. I've now moved into town.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Is he still there on the farm?
No, he's moved to Adelaide.
He's moved to Adelaide?
Yes. We split up.
Well, who's this with you here, then?
That's my cousin.
Okay, it's your cousin. Sure it is.
A funny story. His mother and my mother are sisters. She was a war bride, my aunt, his mum, and she came here in 1947, married a... Was it Army?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in the U.S. Army, and she met him in Sydney. And then in 1947, she packed up and came over on the ship full of young women who were to become war brides, and they settled in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
Yes, your hometown.
Her name wasn't Feldman, was it, by any chance?
No, it was Veronica Kenny.
Veronica Kenny, what was that?
It's a very Irish name.
Is there still family in Milwaukee?
My first cousin, Carrie.
Oh, are you in Milwaukee?
Yes, I am. Long Tulsa.
You sound just like one of us.
Yeah.
A pretty good imitation of a guy from around here. Yes. And are you just in town and visiting?
Or? I'm over for Christmas.
You know it's past, though.
Yes, I'm going home next week.
You're not staying for next Christmas as well, are you?
No. Okay. No. I thought I'd better go back and water the garden before it all dies.
Yeah. And on what kind of farming is your farm?
I'm now living in town. I've retired.
Oh, you said that.
No, it was wheat and sheep.
Sheep?
Yes.
Didn't the wheat, sheep get in the wheat? And
yes. And then they get sick.
Imagine some of the wheat got in the sheep, too.
Yes, and then they get very sick if they get into the wheat.
They do?
Yes. They can't handle the fresh grain.
Oh, I'm the same way. You can take a pill for that.
Stick to oats, then.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bentley.
Thank you. Yes.
We got something nice for you. Let's give her a little something to take back.
Okay. How about
a bottle of wine?
Do we have any left?
Sure.
Bottle of wine. That sounds great.
It's a whole winery. How can you have it?
Domaine de Sac from Mullersheim Winery.
Do you drink
good.
Wine?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Do a little cousin thing, have a little wine. Very nice to meet you. All right. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz because that's what we do here, basically. That's why it's tax deductible. Your ticket is tax deductible. But it's actually considered to be educational. Before we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. To that effect, here we have the mother of our brewer here. And you are?
Jerry Troya.
And are you from town? Or?
I'm from Madison.
You are, okay. Would you do the honors, please, and give this to you, and you just read that.
The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, recreational pot? What will they think of next? Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio. Its member stations are lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very well done. That's good for one beer. Play the What Do You Know quiz. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. The general knowledge quiz, not trivia. So a lot of you probably think you could do that. And I guess you're the first to indicate any interest whatsoever. So we can... Yes, very good, very good. Thank you for that. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So you think a quiz thing is for you?
I think so.
Have you done other quiz things?
Well, not on the radio.
Radio, but...
No. I like doing quizzes. I like trivia and all that.
Oh, you do? Not trivia, I think I said that.
No, you did say a quiz, yeah. So...
general knowledge.
Yeah.
Are you still okay with that?
Well, I'm fine with that.
Your name is?
Rusty.
Rusty, you gotta give me one good reason why you would like to play this quiz.
Because if you knew how bad the roads were in Sheboygan County yesterday and how to get here, I think I deserve to play the quiz. Rusty!
Sheboygan County roads. Well, you're right by the lake there, right? So then you get that lake effect. You get a lot of lake effect in Sheboygan
County. Well, not the lake effect, at least last night.
No.
I mean, it was just...
It's more like the ice effect.
Oh, yeah. Just rained and then very quickly got to ice.
Isn't that funny? That's called weather. I don't know if you know that.
It is.
Usually in Sheboygan, it maybe skips you. Rusty. So what do you do in life as we know it, Rusty?
I am actually a news reporter for the commercial radio stations in Sheboygan.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have to go out and stand out there in the weather and, No,
the worst. Only time that I've actually had to be outside was for Black Friday this year.
Oh.
So...
Where do you go there in Sheboygan for?
Well, actually, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know,
Walmart,
you get up.
Or something?
Well, because they were open up Thanksgiving night, they weren't too busy. I think the busiest place was really the Fleet Farm and the Menards.
Is that where you station yourself, Fleet Farm?
Well, I went all around the county, checked out a few of the big box stores. And
did you get lucky? Was there a fist fight or something?
No. People were very orderly.
Yeah.
So
well, Sheboygan County is pretty nice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
did you break some story, though, that it's kind of hard to get a decent story, right, isn't it, covering Black Friday?
Well, basically, you just call them in and say how things were, and basically you said, well, things aren't too busy here, or people are lined up here, or people wanted their...
Oh, God, I missed that.
Yeah, well, that happens.
That's good. Okay. Well, that's good. Nice to have you here, Rusty. And are you here in town visiting, or...
No, just here for the show.
You came for the show on
those
roads?
Yes.
Give me five. Rusty! As far as I'm concerned, you won already, Rusty. Very good. You know how this works, general knowledge sort of quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some beer here if you want some, too. I'll get you another cup if you want it. It's very good, by the way. This is Mobcraft, my personal brand. Okay. Let's see. And then how does it work then? Some at home, and then they... And then what happens?
Yes, if people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WHA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and answer this qualifying question.
Can I get one of them relationship books you keep talking about?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Does it work if you're alone?
I don't know. I've never read it.
Oh.
Do I look like I need advice?
I don't think that was the implication. Might have been. I don't know. I never know. Got me cornered. All right, here it is. The most accurate measurement of the universe so far concludes what about the universe? They've measured it to within 1% of the universe, apparently. And they concluded what? This is in the news. You should probably have seen this, maybe. Okay, or if you listen to NPR, you got to know this one. The universe. How big is it? What did they conclude in this latest survey of the universe? Let's go to the phones right now. Sean's on the line from Fairmont, West Virginia. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. How's your weather out there?
It's rainy. It's warmed up a little bit, but rainy.
Yeah, you getting ice too?
We did last week. It was pretty nasty.
Yeah. Are you in a hill or a holler?
Yeah, we're on a hill.
Yeah.
And there's hollers around too.
Yeah, well, there's got to be if there's hills.
That's right. That's right.
Not much choice. For every hill, a holler. That's my motto. If I ever campaign out there, I'm going to say, for every hill, a holler. That'd be big in West Virginia. Sean. They studied the universe and they measured it. And what did they conclude, this latest thing just in the news recently? About the size of the universe.
It's infinite.
Oh, you got it, Sean. Did you look that up real quick? You got a smartphone?
I just made a wild guess.
We're going to confiscate your smartphone, Sean. You don't need that thing.
Right.
You got a landline, don't you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's like a digital phone,
Okay, all right. Sean, this is Rusty.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Rusty.
Rusty.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Very good. Thanks.
Guys are so chatty. When did that happen? Sean and Rusty, you are a team right now. Rusty's a newsman, and and what do you do out there, Sean?
I own a business. I sell electronic cigarettes.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
All right. So the two of you work as a team, mm-hmm. and then you both, and then there you go.
Yeah, and right? There are categories from which to choose.
There are? Still? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. What are those then?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, let's make radio. Sean, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Which species actually ages backwards? Is it the Benjamin Button clam, the Benjamin Button slime mold, or the Benjamin Button jellyfish? Hmm. Probably in the news up there in Sheboygan County.
Yeah, a lot of clams up there.
Sorry, that was my beer bottle.
Any thoughts, Sean?
Talk it over.
No, I mean, they all sound kind of goofy, so I don't know. I'll let you pick.
Oh, my goodness. We had the clam, we had the jellyfish, and the...
And the slime mold.
The slime mold.
Actually, ages. This species actually found to age backwards and go back to a little version of itself. And then I don't know if it starts all over again. I wouldn't care for that.
Maybe the mold. Maybe the slime mold.
You know, I was sort of leaning that way, too, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're leaning towards the slime mold for nothing, because it's the jellyfish.
Oh!
Well... Now you know.
The Teratopsis, darn it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you'll get back.
Yep.
That would just...
That is zero right and one wrong.
Okay.
What's left?
No, come on, Sean.
The categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Okay. Rusty?
I guess as a newsman, I got to go current events.
You don't have to.
Well, I think I'd be good at it.
Break the mold. What scientific...
Fly mold.
Oh, now you speak up, huh, Sean? What scientific calculation do dogs make when pooping?
Oh, I know this.
I know this, too.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to give you choices, just in case you don't know this?
Oh, all right.
Okay, is it A, wind direction, B, magnetic poles of the Earth, or C, is anyone watching?
I believe it's the magnetic pole.
Yes, you are right.
Magnetic, they line themselves with magnetic poles. Otherwise, they get constipated. I don't understand it at all.
That's one right and one wrong.
My puggle, I think, is pretty random. I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen any pattern at all. Okay.
So one right, one wrong, good. And the categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay. Sean?
People.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm telling.
Okay, having
is
a
that
sister.
A category?
Yes. Having a sister. This is the having a sister question. Okay, this, for a male. Having a sister makes a male one of the following. Does it make him either more supportive of gender equality, liberal, and likely to do housework, or does it make him less supportive of gender equality, conservative, and less likely to do housework? A male having a sister.
Well,
does it make him all good or all bad?
I'm just trying to think. I have three sisters of my own, so yeah. What did that turn me into here?
I don't know. You best could answer that, I guess.
I guess so.
Seem like a nice guy.
Well, thank you. I don't know. I guess for myself, I turned out a bit more liberal than conservative.
But are you typical, Rusty?
Well, depends on who you ask.
Okay.
So.
Right. Maybe. They tend to rebel against all that feminism that they grew up with.
Do you have a sister, Sean?
I do. I have a sister.
Okay.
And a brother.
And you tend to think that it makes you, did it make you less supportive of gender equality, conservative, and less likely to do housework, do you think?
Well, I don't think all those are mutually exclusive, but I'm kind of leaning that way.
That's kind of tough because I'm leaning the other way here, so we're kind
of
split.
You know, we'll have to split the sister, I guess. That sounds terrible. I am sorry I said that. I didn't mean that. That's the sense of the word.
Oh.
Yes.
What?
What do you think, Michael?
I never had a sister. Three brothers. So
you poor thing.
Can't even say. Worked out okay.
Well, I guess. I guess you chose the category, Sean. So. I think it'd be best to go with what you said.
With what you are?
Yeah.
So less supportive of gender equality, conservative, and less likely to do housework, you think, Sean?
I do, yes.
Yes, that's it. That's, really? You know, that's just a study. Doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
So, you know, parents might want to think about that. Your children have again. Sisters or not, because it could affect them.
And, I'm glad I chose that right. It was all on my shoulders.
What's left there?
Well,
what's the score? Yes.
Yeah, it's 2 right and 1 wrong.
Thank you.
And the categories left are places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay, there. Then there. Sean, is it back to you, Sean?
No, I did the last one.
Oh, you did the last one, did you? Yeah.
Places. Let's try places.
Places it is. Okay. Always done news? You done any of this radio stuff? Or?
Previous,
is it radio or TV?
Radio.
Yeah.
Previous job, it was news, DJ.
Yeah,
production, DJ. All that.
Oh,
so.
DJ, come on. What'd you do? What'd you play?
Country music.
Country music.
So, from the 50s to today.
Do you have a country voice, radio voice as well?
You know, I always say that I don't have a...
You have a rusty voice.
Well, that's about as good as it's going to get.
You don't do a country little...
No, no, I just keep it like this.
So. Okay, okay, cool. At the Petit Sirah Cafe in Nice, on the Côte d'Azur... What? Don't you laugh at my French. I'm doing the best I can. What determines whether your un café is €7 or €1.40? There's a chain, two different prices for un café, which means one coffee. Is it A, your accent? B, if you're English or not? Or C, saying bonjour or s'il vous plaît when you order? Difference
bonjour.
In price.
Wow. Well, I know the French don't typically like the English, and the English don't typically like the French.
Nah, let's not be typical.
Well, any thoughts, Sean?
No, could you read them one more time?
Oh, that's too hard. All right, if you go to this cafe in Nice, you either pay €7 or €1.40, hard to say, €1.40 for a coffee. And I want to know what the reason is. Is it based on your accent, or if you're English, or if you're saying, if you're being polite, if you're saying bonjour and s'il vous plaît? It's a lot more complicated than we usually are on this show. But I'm making radio.
Now, I wonder if they would have, you know, a specific policy against English or foreigner.
That would be illegal, I think, really, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
They have hate crimes in France. That would be a hate crime, I think.
I would think, yeah, like as institutional policy.
Yeah.
So I would maybe lean towards the politeness.
Oh.
What do you think, Rusty?
Well, it could be, yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think of all three answers here. And
you are, but you can't think of all three. You got to think of one.
It's only the one, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, let's go with the politeness. I think politeness.
Yes, if you say bonjour, s'il vous plaît, you get a break on your... A big break.
Yeah.
Holy cow, they won!
Rusty, now that you've won the quiz, you can continue to broaden your mental horizons with 2 Wonder Word puzzle books, a Puzzle Society crossword book, and a subscription to the Puzzle Society online from Universal UClick. And Sean, start your days with What Do You Know audience enthusiasm, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend, and relax with rich and tasty Costa Rican Terasu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can smell of sweet clover, pink clay, and sharp cheddar with a bar of handmade What Do You Smell soap from the Screaming Porch Gift Company. Really? And be a hit at your next, I can never say this word, be a hit at your next numismatic convention. Coins, I think.
Oh.
Numismatic convention with the rare silver jubilee anniversary quarter commemorating more than 25 years
lately.
Of peerless radio comedy.
Stamps.
Congratulations to you both.
Well, thank you.
Come on, Rusty here. You know Rusty. Thanks, Rusty. Nice job. Sean, hang on for a second. We'll get an address from you. Thanks for playing.
Take What Do You Know
All
with
right,
you,
thank you very much.
With NotMuch.com mobile. You can play the online quiz, listen to the archives, and purchase tickets all on the fly. Just bookmark notmuch.com on your smartphone or tablet.
We have plenty of time left, so can I make a little plug for myself?
Yeah.
March 9th, Jeff and I and a drummer, Brian Ritter, are playing a little concert here in Madison at the Brink Lounge, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Here in town?
Here in Madison, yeah.
You got a job finally, huh?
One that I could promote, yeah.
Cool.
So March 9th.
That's it for the decade, though, right? It's starting off like...
Starting off good for 14. Yeah. 2014. Yeah.
Very cool.
And I slept on your couch one time, years ago.
What's got to do with anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't... Oh, Jeff is at Andy's Jazz Club in Chicago tonight, too.
Stop self-promoting now.
Okay, that's not me. That's Jeff. I'm not
I know, but okay. You're promoting his...
This is a tune there's more self-promoting. This is a tune I wrote, too.
Oh.
It's called The Walk.
The what?
The Walk. Not the, like, W-O-K? Cooking walk.
No.
W-A-L-K.
All right.
Although it could be the other one, too.
Yeah. Okay, here they are now. Thank you.
produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Oh,